Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1751 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is an unknown source, and it is, a little girl taking an evening walk with her father looked up at the stars and exclaimed, "Oh, Daddy, if the wrong side of heaven is so beautiful, what must the right side be?" So today's nugget of wisdom is the right side of heaven. Do you ever take time to go outside on a starry night where there's no local light source and lay on your back and look at the beauty of the universe? If not, you should do so as soon as possible. It is breathtaking and beyond comprehension. Our minds cannot comprehend the beauty of God's creation. It is so vast that the astronomers have no idea how large the universe is. Yet in James chapter 1 verse 18 we are told, "He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession." Think about this. We are God's prized possession out of all that He has created. That means as God's created imagers, His love for us is even greater than the vast universe. If that doesn't cause you to pause and glorify God, I don't think anything will. We have just seen a glimpse of the magnitude of His creation. If what we can see now is so marvelous, just think what heaven will be like. It will be a wonder to behold. And I have a couple verses for us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so that we can do all the good things He planned for us long ago." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your family and friends to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,750 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.